The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Aleph Amud Beis, Tana Rabbana, near Chanukah mitzvah anicha Pesach Beis Mechut. The mitzvah is to put the candles across from the mezuzah on the other side. So when you walk in, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. And if you imha yirdav ali, if you live in the tafwa, menichim b'chalon asmuchur shesarabin, and you light by the window so people walking by could see. Uveshasa sakana menicha al shulchano v'daya. But if a time of danger, one is permitted to put it inside. In fact, one maybe has to light inside. Uveshasa kana menicha al shulchano v'daya. So the question, it seems to be they used to light outside, and the Shasa Sakana, they lit inside. So the question is, how big of a chiddush is B'Shasa Sakana Meiniach Al Shulchano V'dayo? And what about if it wasn't Shasa Sakana? So this seems to be a major discussion among the Rishonim, Achronim. If we say Shasa Sakana is a new Takana, up until now, the only place you could light is outside. But I say no. You always could light inside, but obviously you want to pursue Meinisa is much greater outside, so you light outside. If there's no other option, you light inside. This seems to be a Machokas Rishonim. Why? Because the Gemara, Bizmana Gemara, they talk about how late could one light, Achetichel Rego Min Ashok. So it's a machlokes to Rashba and the Rambam. The Rambam writes, once you miss Tichel Rego Min Ashok, that's it. You can't light anymore. The Rashba says, no, it's not true. You could light later. You have all night. You could still light. And Tosis is Mesupik. Tosis isn't sure. He says, you should light Misafa without a bracha. What is in the Kudus HaMachlokes? Is could you do the mitzvah Yachanak without pursuing Meinisa? Is pursuing Meinisa inherent? It seems to be like the Rambam. And therefore, if there's no pursuing Meinisa, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Or do you say, no, of course, the ideal is to do with pursuing Meinisa, but as long as you have a Meisa Adwaka, do it sufficient. So Tosis is Mesupik. But the point is, the Tosis writes, that's only a question of Mizmana Gemara. You have to worry about how late you light. But Nira Da'ata now, during his time, Ein Wachosh Mata Yadva, Da'ano Ein Mano Hakera Elovdei Habayish Arim Alikim Yafim. Today, we collide inside to some non-issue. So it's Masha from Tosis, that Mizmana HaGemara, one would not be permitted to write in. There wasn't an option. And why didn't Rishonim say, after Tichel Rego Min Ashok, why didn't they say to write it inside? And the fact they didn't bring it up shows Mashon that holds that they don't hold from it. The Sefer HaTrumas, on the other hand, says, no, if it's too late, you write inside. So if you see, to Machok is Rishonim, and Achronim on whether Shasa Sakana is a new Takana or it always applies. So this Machlokis, Tosis, against the Sefer HaTrumas, it seems to be a Machlokis Achronim between the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avram. Because it's a Gemara later on, I think it's Chaf Gimel, Chaf Tal, one of the two, the Gemara talks about, let's say you don't have enough money, and you only could do near Shabbos and near Chanukah. So the Gemara says near Shabbos wins because of Sholem Bayis. So the Magen Avraham asked another Achronim, like, what do you mean? What do you have to choose? Near Shabbos and near Chanukah could both be, are both fulfilled with candles. So why don't you just say, use one candle for both? Use the same candle for near Shabbos and near Chanukah. That's the Magen Avraham's question. So what is the answer? He says, Ein achinami, he would be mode that you could use for both. Like he writes, the efshar the bizman hazeh shemalikim bifnim yiknen yachanaka v'afal pi king lo yoshe b'choshech v'afal pi sh'ase l'cho l'ora b'kol makam kevish I efshar b'inyin acher ha b'kasha sakana b'kdemenich al shulchano afal pi sh'al karcho mishtam ishba kamo shakazav aran. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that I would have said that, and I agree you could do that. The only problem is, near Chanukah you light outside, near Shabbos you light inside. So it's clear, according to the Magen Avraham, he goes like those we've shown him, that Bizman HaGemara, you had no option of lighting inside. Or else he would have said that. For the fact the Gemara did not suggest it, that proves it. The Vilna Gaon disagrees and says, the reason why they didn't say, the Gemara didn't suggest it, because of Asa Vishtam Yeshua Ora. You can't get benefit from the Chanukah candles. He's not bothered. He doesn't give the answer because one was outside, one is inside. Mashmah the Vilna the Gaon goes with the Sefer HaTruma that he agrees, but Shas HaKana is not a new takana. It's just being descriptive. You always could have lit inside. So the Vilna the Gaon assumes that you always had the choice of lighting inside. And in fact, that's the Raya, the Machaber says, Asa lo shtam yeshua ora, afilu lo dvar mitzvah. Where does the Machaber get it from? That's not in the Gemara. So the Vilna the Gaon says, it isn't the Gemara. This Gemara, in fact, the Gemara didn't suggest, Bizman HaGemara, that you could light one candle for both Shabbos and Chanukah. So we see that the Gemara held that you can light even Bizman HaGemara inside. So the Machlokas, the Vilna Gaon, the Magen Avraham, is the Machlokas we shown him. And therefore, B'shas HaSakana, Meiniach al Shulchan HaVedayo, is even Bizman HaGemara. And the Magen Avraham writes that Bizman HaZeh, not during our time, but even during the time of Tosfos, we see that if, now that we light both Chanukah and Shabbos inside, so according to the Magen Avraham, if you only had one candle, you could use one candle for both Shabbos and Chanukah. He doesn't tell us the text of the bracha. So you make it two separate brachas, make one bracha. But the Magen Avraham writes, Bizman HaGemara, one is permitted to light one candle for both.